Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast. Here we interview successful people who are living a life filled with adventure, excitement, and fun. Learn where they've been. Explore where they are going. See what gets them out of bed in the morning. Find out what drives them. We will go through their lowest points. We will look at the opportunities and possibilities that are now presenting to them. Come on a journey of ignition. I'm your host, Leanne Blaney. For more information, go to ignitepodcast.com. Let's ignite. Hi Igniters. Today's interview is with Kylie Ellis. She's known as the Publishing and Marketing Queen. Kylie has published 8 of her own books, published hundreds of books for others, and educated thousands worldwide on how to publish and market their books. Transitioning over the last few years to focusing on the marketing side of the publishing industry, Kylie thrives on helping business owners leverage their book into an online course while automating the marketing of both. She also assists people in leveraging their time by converting their live workshops into online courses as well. Kylie is currently launching the online course version of her Leverage Your Book into an Online Course and Automate the Marketing of Both retreat, with a book of the same name releasing shortly afterwards. Her 10th book, The One Day Working Week, Earn Your Current Monthly Income in One Weekend, will be coming out later in 2017. Enjoy the interview. Hi Kylie, welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast.
Thanks for having me here. I'm excited to be on board.
Oh, I'm so excited to hear your story. So do you want to get started?
Yeah, not a problem.
Excellent, excellent. All right, so can you tell us a bit about where you are now and what's happening for you?
Yeah, right now I'm in a really awesome space. I'm in the automated marketing space. So what that basically means at a base level is I give people their time and money back, and I don't think there's a better place to be in, personally.
No, very true. Yeah, so do you want to tell us a bit more about, you got anything happening, any courses or anything happening at the moment?
That's where I thought you were going with that one.
Yeah.
So that's the space I'm in. What I do is 3 very particular things. So it's a very niche market. And what I actually do within those 3 things is I teach people how to take their field of expertise into these same 3 areas. So the first area is a book. I don't necessarily teach you how to write or publish a book, but I teach you how to use a book and fully automate its marketing. The next area is the course, so an online course. So I specialize in that space, once again, automating the marketing. And the third area is actually I work with people with live workshops who also want to automate the marketing behind that. So if you want to tie that all together, what I basically do is I help people either leverage their books or their live workshops into an online course and automate the marketing of all those things. So what I specifically do, I have a book. You guessed it. Yeah, of course. And I have a workshop. You always have to practice what you preach.
Yes.
That educated people on how to do this.
Oh, that sounds really good. Yeah, that's excellent. So to get to this point where you're having all these things happening, where have you actually been? Like, what's actually started the journey?
Yeah, good point. How far back do you want me to go?
Anywhere you'd like to start, just with what's happened before or, yeah.
To start really early, and I'll just be brief here, but I actually wrote my first book at age 2.
Oh, wow.
So, right, you're going. I'll give you a brief overview. I couldn't read or write, but what I was determined. And when someone told me they couldn't write a book, I said, fine, then I will. And the rest is basically history. It was really simple. We're talking a 6-page book, 3 words a page. But when you can neither read nor write, that's still a challenge.
Mm.
But I completed it in one day because I set my mind to it.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Jump forward a few years. At age 8, I actually opened my first business. So I have been doing these things from an early startup. But the reason I'm mentioning these things, there was a reason I opened the business. Basically, I've always been quite mature, well beyond my years, and I thanked my mum at age 8 for raising me. I said, thank you, you've done a great job. I'm ready to leave home now and go out on my own. Now, you can imagine how that would have worked out. I'll cut a long story short. But she gave me a test. She said, prove you can do it for a whole week, and at the end of the week, you're free to go. So I did everything perfectly. I passed the test with flying colours, and I went to leave for the second time. And then I learnt one really valuable lesson when she said to me, but before you go, don't you think you need to buy next week's groceries? And I turned around devastated because I had spent my life savings buying the weeks before to fully look after myself independently for the week. I said, well, you've got a bit of a problem. So I opened my first business the very next day because I realised something early on that people generally don't realise until later in life, that you need money to make your world go round.
So true.
So I start with those two because it does sound ridiculously early, and obviously it wasn't a masterpiece of a book, nor was it a fancy business. But it was pretty cool when you've got a kid 8 years old sitting at the local markets and the marketing angle is, hey, watch this 8-year-old kid making these things live. I mean, people were throwing money at me and grabbing these craft items. And I was devastated because they were ripping things off the clamps before they were dried. They were going to be faulty products. But the point is, a good marketing angle works. So indirectly, I even knew marketing at HA.
Wow. Amazing start to life.
So you take books, business and marketing together. Mm. And when I officially went into business about 10 years ago, unofficially having run several businesses between then, but I think I was about 21 before at ABN even got involved, if you know what I mean. It's just the logical flow. I ended up doing what I was doing. So various stepping stones along the way. And I've kind of lost the tangent of your question here because I went back too early. But I did start out formally as a graphic designer because that's what I had a degree in. So I opened a graphic design studio, which is worlds away from what I'm doing today. But when my customers came to me and said, we want you to publish books, I went, well, hold on, I'm a graphic designer, I can design books. Ah, hold on, you want me to sell them online? Well, I'm a graphic designer, I can build websites. You want them to be distributed all over the world? Well, how hard can it be to become an international publisher and distributor? And, you know, it kind of grew from there. I said yes, and I worked out how along the way. So I don't want to spend too much time going over all these things, but what I want to emphasize to people is someone told me I couldn't do something at 2. I did it. People asked me how to do something. I said yes and worked out how. It's not about the age. It's not about the thing. I'm not even in books anymore. I'm in marketing. I mean, leveraging the book into the course. I mean, leveraging the workshop. And of course, I created all these online courses and workshops from the knowledge and expertise I got from publishing the book. So it's not about what you do. It's about your attitude to it.
So true. I love that. So do you think there was an actual tipping point for going into this more marketing side rather than the other side?
Yeah, definitely. When I was doing the books, about 2 years into it, two and a half years, I found a major problem with my business. And that was that I had only two kinds of clients. There was no grey, it was all black and white. 50% of my clients, and it was 50% down to the T, were bringing in, and it's harder to do these days, but no joke, back then they were actually doing it, six-figure incomes from book sales alone per annum. Mm. And I know that because they were ordering the reprints and I was selling them to them, so I don't have to check in on their figures. Even if they were giving them away, they were making enough money to give them away, right? And the other 50% sold absolutely no copies. And this was before the print-on-demand days. They were filling their garages, home offices with boxes and boxes of unopened books. And every month they would call me and they'd say, I haven't sold any books. What do I need to do? And I'd suggest things to them. And the next month they'd come back and call me again. And I'd say, did you do any of the things I told you last month? And they go, well, no. I'm thinking, well, what makes you think I'm going to tell you something different this month? The only difference is marketing. Those that marketed were bringing six-figure incomes from book sales alone. And those that did jack all marketing sold jack all books.
Mm.
And that was a major turning point for me. It's when I actually rebranded because I saw what I was getting for the 50% of my customers I wanted to keep, this fame, this credibility, what the book was doing for them as a platform. And I didn't have that. I was getting to the office at 5 when my staff went home and leaving at 9 in the morning when they arrived. I had no work-life balance. I didn't have what I was giving them. And I had to get rid of the customers I didn't want and become the customers I did. So I rebranded. I became the publishing queen. So bye-bye went the graphic design studio that I thought was going to do business cards and things like that when we first opened up. And hello, this new direction, I started doing what I was teaching my customers. And that's when I brought in the education. That's when I started doing things like live workshops. But the online distribution, the automated marketing, the online course, that came at a second turning point. Do you want to hear about that one as well?
Yeah, sure.
That turning point was after travelling around Australia for a bit, and I did have international customers, but I mostly only travelled around Australia. No, I decided to settle down and have a family, and with one kid in tow, you could still do that. But when number two came along, it was like, oh, what am I going to do now? I don't think I can travel around Australia with two children. You know, they're never going to sleep at the same time and allow you to do your coaching consults and things like that. So I went, that's okay. I know this space. I know this stuff. I'm just going to fully automate everything I do and I'm going to become a stay-at-home mum, passive income. Perfect, right? Well, sort of. I achieved it. I was a stay-at-home mum. I had a purely passive income, a fully automated business. I did absolutely nothing to make my money, but I was miserable. Because I loved what I did and I am not stay-at-home mum material. Hands up to people who can do it, but I just could not do it. So I didn't last as a stay-at-home mum for long, but what I did was I went, hold on, I've done the fully active business, I've done the publishing, I've done the marketing, and I've done the fully inactive business. What do I actually want? And what I wanted was a space in the middle. So I still want automated marketing. I still barely work in my business, but I work on my business. But there was bits of physical contact that I still wanted. And that's when I brought in, or back, I should say, the weekend retreats. Because I was teaching people how to leverage the book into the course, fully automating everything. And they had this automated business and lost what they loved. These weekend retreats not only allow me to do what I love, but it allows me to help other people do what they love, because, of course, then they put that into their offering as well. So they can fully automate their business or their marketing, sales, and to a degree their fulfillment, but only manually fulfill on things they want to do. And that was the biggest turning point for me, because that was only recently. My daughter is now 2.5, so that tells you exactly how long ago that was. I mean, I had her and I was literally writing the book, Virtual Business and Automated Marketing and How to Fix Your Life with This Work-Life Balance. And she was about 6 months when I went, screw this, and created the new direction. So that should hopefully give you a couple of key turning points.
Yeah, definitely. So you've done quite a few things and had a few decision points there. What challenges did you have that might have made you feel like throwing in the towel? Was there ever a time you wanted to throw the towel in?
It's a good question. At time? There's ups and downs in life, isn't there?
Yeah.
I think with anything, if you want the results you want, you need to work hard to get them. Now, working hard isn't necessarily working 24/7. It's working smart. But there's both time and money involved in all those challenges along the way. Whenever you become short of either time or money, the two things I free people up from now, stresses get involved. And it doesn't matter how big or small the project is. The bigger the project, the more time, the more money involved. So there was many points where I said, this just isn't worth the time I'm putting into it, or this just isn't worth the money I'm putting into it. But if I had it stopped, well, I wouldn't be talking to you now. So yes, millions of times people say, it's just too hard and why am I bothering? I can't count the number of times over the last 10 years. But what about all those times when you pushed through and said, this is worth it, and look at these results? And that's what I focus on.
Yeah. So what kept you putting one foot in front of another? Did you have a grand vision in mind that kept you going, or what was it?
Yeah, it's a good question. And it's the one thing I've always struggled with, to be completely honest. I struggle with absolutely nothing except for that one thing. The big picture, the end result. And the reason I struggle with it is I don't have one. Every time I create a big picture and end result, because I'm so driven and I want to make sure I get the results, even when those moments of doubts come up, I keep going and I achieve it, which means I need a new vision and a big picture and an end goal. So I've never found one big enough to last more than about 3 months, to be perfectly honest with you. So every time I think I've got one, you know, I need a new one. But at the same time, in direct answer to your question, that means many different things kept me going. And that was, if you wanted an overall answer rather than all the separate things, that end goal, as you say. But once I achieved it, I had to find a new goal, or what was the point?
Yeah. It makes sense, doesn't it? Yeah. So did you have an actual ignition point where things really started taking off for you?
Several times. Actually around all of those turning points. So let's skip the childhood stuff. But when I first went into business, that was a decision in itself. I'm going to open business today. Why? Because previously to officially being in business, I did take a job. I did the thing, wrapped up all my business at age 18, went to uni for 3 years, came out and started working in your field of expertise. And that lasted a very short period of time. I was literally quitting a job per day because on the first day I knew it wasn't my dream job. But you know when they say if you believe something, it's true? I'm a strong believer in that. So when I quit a job on day one, I knew I'd have another job by day two, and I did. I literally would be on the train or driving home from my first day at the job I'd quit on day one with an offer of another job to start the next day. So for a period of about 2 to 4 weeks, I actually had a different job every day. And at the end of that period, I got offered a job where I actually decided to keep it because it involved working from home and kind of more like a freelance thing. And I thought that was kind of cool because I could do my business stuff on the side. And to cut a long story short, one day that company that I was working for tried to fire me. Never been fired in my life. That doesn't line up with what I do, right? And I said, why? And they said, well, you're a brilliant graphic designer, but, you know, anyone can graphic design, but only you can run our business. So we want you to run our business. And I asked them what that meant, and that basically meant a pay cut and less days and a management position, which they would call admin. And I said, look, I'm not interested. And they said, no, you have to be interested because you know, your track record, you haven't been unemployed in a day in your life. You're not about to quit on us, are you? I'm thinking, well, I can do that. I'll have another job tomorrow. But I said, fair enough. It's been a while since I've had a new job every day. I will work for you until I open my new business, which I did the next day. And within about a week or two, I had enough clients to say goodbye to those guys. So they were shocked. But when they said to me, same thing as that book at age two, when they said to me, only you can run our business, you can do it better than we can, I went, hold on, if I can run their business better than them, what the hell am I doing here? Like, why am I out there running my own business? So yeah, that was a key turning point. And the whole way through, like, that's why I opened. I got the shop because people were demanding a physical premise to come to when I'd opened from home, you know, only a couple of months before. I got the staff when we needed to grow. I closed it down when people wanted the virtual aspect. I traveled around Australia when that's what they wanted. When people were wanting full automation, I brought that in. When that drove me insane, I brought the other aspects back in. It's going with the flow of what your market demands, but also what you require at that stage in your life.
So all these things that you've done has led you to this point now. What new possibilities have opened up for you? Like, what's the most exciting thing you're looking forward to in the future?
Oh, how do you say this politely correctly? Where's a pinky in the brain trying to take over the world? No, world domination is up there, but I don't mean in a political sense. But like, what I do is so powerful. And once people have fully automated something, they never have to do it again. It's basically like a robot. Any system is like a robot. And a robot's not like a human. They don't make mistakes. You need to trial and test it, make sure it's perfect. But once it's perfect, it's done. So what I actually do is I fully automate aspects of my business or someone else's business. And then I get bored and I actually find something new to do. And then I fully automate that and so on and so forth. The problem is I'm only working with so many people. There's only so many people that have actually heard of me, that have received my training, that's lives have been transformed. And there's a lot more people in the world. So I'm not joking when I say global domination. It's more global reach. I'm sure everyone's heard the term of going viral. And I've had several small things go viral from time to time, but I want the whole thing to go viral. That is my goal for this year, that everyone everywhere will have heard of me, will have heard of what I do, and it's up to them whether they want to use it or not. I'm not hard selling anyone. It's just that it's available. But if they haven't heard of it, how can I help them?
Wow, I love that. Global domination. That's exciting. All right, well, how about we have a change of pace? We'll do the speed round.
Okay.
All right. So what's your favourite book?
Favourite book. Wow. I've published so many. I'm more of a publisher than a reader. Probably Think and Grow Rich.
Yep. Good one.
Haven't read it recently, but it's a very good one.
So a mentor figure that helped you the most?
The one that helped me the most is probably not as famous as most people name, but Jeff Walker would definitely have to be it. His innovations in America with the sideways sales letter was the platform of what led me into automated marketing today.
Yeah, so cool. What daily ritual works best for you?
I don't have a lot of daily rituals, but I did recently introduce a mantra, and I'm not big on mantras, but this one's kind of powerful. It's basically along the lines of the sales of the books and the courses. And it goes like this: I will sell an infinite number of books and courses to everyone everywhere because everyone everywhere wants to buy all of my books and all of my courses.
Ah, oh, I love it.
Just keeping that, you know, forefront in your mind.
What's your favourite food?
Ooh, that's a good one. Most things Asian, but probably Chinese and probably Yum Cha.
Ooh, yum. Country or city?
Bit of both. Too far out country and, you know, I'm not too happy, but too clustered in the city. I like to be between the two. Maybe 6 months in one, 6 months in the other.
Well, that sounds nice. So what's the biggest piece of advice you can give to others to help make change?
Look, I'm stealing this from a very famous company. I'm sure you've all heard of Nike, but their Just Do It slogan I live by. If anything at all is getting in your way, just get rid of it out of your way, even if it's your own self-fear or doubt. Just do it. If you don't get the results you want first time around, you can always improve and change on that. But if you never take action, you never get results.
Yeah, big one, isn't it? Take action.
Huge.
Yeah.
Take action regularly.
Right. So just one last question. If you had a time machine that would take you back and do something differently or tell your former self something, what would that be?
It's a good question and it's a hard one to answer. See, I've learned so much over the last 10 years alone. And I would say, yeah, go back and tell my former self that now, because then I wouldn't, you know, make the costly time and financial mistakes I have, and I could get to where I am quicker. But at the same time, I wouldn't actually go back and tell my old self any of that stuff. Because if I'd known what I knew now, I wouldn't have gone the path I'd gone on. And if you don't go on your path and your journey, you don't end up where you're meant to be. So it's a very good question, but I'm actually quite happy, the positives and the negatives, because they get me where I'm meant to be right now.
Yeah, it's the journey, isn't it, that makes us. Yeah. I love that. All right. Well, thank you so much for your valuable time today, Kylie. Would you like to give us the best place to contact you, and we can end it there?
Yeah, no, not a problem. Go to my website. It's www.thepublishingandmarketingqueen.com. And there's a range of free resources there for you. You guessed it. Some to do with the book, some to do with the course, and some to do with the workshop. But jump on there. I've said free resources. You know what I offer services in. But get all the free stuff. Learn everything you need to know. And then, hey, if you want to work with me personally, I'm happy to be there and help you. But don't say no to free resources. Don't say no to learning. Don't say no to taking action on what you learn. That's the most powerful thing.
Well, thank you so much, Kylie, for that wonderful advice.
You are welcome.
Well, there you have it, Igniters, the amazingly fast-paced Kylie Ellis. Don't forget, if you want to contact Kylie, go to her website, www.thepublishingandmarketingqueen.com. And don't forget, for more information about myself and what I do, go to ignitepodcast.com.